Legions of George Bush impersonators to soon be unemployed. Special 9th Anniversary Edition. This article is dated November 23rd, 2008. It is now 11. It's now November 22nd, 2017. 11:09 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is Pierre Ferreira with the news. Do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. I think that's how our old theme song went. November 23rd, 2008. This is going way back. Washington. In additional bad news for an already shaky economy, legions of George W. Bush impersonators will become unemployed when President-elect Barack Obama takes office next January, saturating the American workforce with men who have forgotten how to do anything of value. It was nice while it lasted, said professional impersonator Walt Goodwin, making the president's traditional overenthusiastic hand gestures while verbally staggering between sentence fragments. The talking, the walking, the grinning, it's been joyful. Pausing to form a limp-wristed wave for passers-by, he mused, I just hope I can relearn English when I re-entrify society. Indeed, this is the key worry for professional Bush impersonators the world over. Although all presidential impersonators have a rocky re-entry into regular American life, the crash is suspected to be especially hard for Bush impersonators. It's all about being someone else, said Samuel Thorndike, president and founder of Famous Figure Impersonator Rehab, or FAMFIGIR. I know, I was a Gerald Ford impersonator. And I'll tell you, after 2 years of deliberately falling down stairs by accident, it's a habit that's hard to get out of. Even today, I get the urge. The worst was that escalator in O'Hare. The horror. The horror. As Thorndike's pupils slowly dilated, FAMFIGIR Vice President Winston Lewis took over. As you could see, the competency of the individual impersonated has direct effects on the personal playing him or her. In the case of George W. Bush, who was on multiple occasions, I'm going to skip that part. He paused to clear his throat. But Bush, blah, 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 walking on up. Lewis paused again to look at Thorndike, who was still zoned out and now twitching rhythmically in a fashion that indicated he was felt like he was still falling down an endless staircase. This is what 2 years of pretending to be a lummox does to you. We're going to see thousands of men who... Oh, God, this is going to be bad, baby. Throughout the FAMFIG IR facility, the rehabilitated were readying cots for their brethren, who have already begun to trickle in. But now it's okay, said Samuel McGivern, who was once considered the world's best impersonator of forgotten 80s TV icon Max Headroom. But just you wait until after New Year's. That's when there will be a huge spike in hordes of them close-up shop. The Bush impersonators, who have already laid down their cowboy boots, have entered the Institute's rehabilitation program, which gently leads them through what amounts to a first-grade education. The real key is holding a pencil, said instructor and reformed Reagan double Chet Hobart. Once they relearn penmanship, the whole brain comes back online. Of course, there will always be residual effects. Turning to the janitor, he added, Mr. Gorbachev, clean up this mess. Even with the relearning process still ahead of them, Goodwin has high hopes. Which one's Goodwin again? Okay, Goodwin has high hopes. I just took my first drink without a crazy straw in 6 years, he said proudly. And now that I don't have to wear them cowboy boots all the time, I'm sure my feet will return to the original shape in no time. He was also making good headway at finding friends. Don't he look just like the real one? He said, pointing to a fellow Bush lookalike, identified as George B. Bush. George B. Bush. By his name tag. This individual bears a likeness to the president that was unanimously accepted as nothing less than uncanny. That's a mouthful. You think it's really him, said Lewis, hoping Whoosh. Helping Whoosh remove his suit jacket. Especially since he was dropped off by a really authentic looking Dick Cheney, who then sped away. Things aren't going to be that much harder for Mr. Whoosh when he has to relearn basic human skills. Ha ha ha. as the facility closed to visitors that evening. Whoosh was not doing well and demanded to be taken back to the White House. Oh, God, no wonder this wasn't recorded 9 years ago. Oh, man. Here in good old 2017, this is PF Forever with the news.